It's the third time in 3 years police have raided this kind of sophisticated and large-scale marijuana grow in the National Forest. A trout fisherman found these latest sites earlier this summer in the northwest portion of Oconal County. Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigation Administrator Ed Wall says agents have eradicated 15,000 plants so far. And although he couldn't comment on the nationality of the seven suspects in custody, Wall says they're likely part of an international drug trafficking organization.
We're all Hispanic males. Some of them we know have direct ties to Mexico.
Suzanne Flory is a spokeswoman for the U.S. Forest Service, which oversees Wisconsin's national forest land. She says this year's growth sites were unique.
In the past, the sites have been a couple acres of clearings. These sites are smaller, maybe 50 feet long in some cases smaller, and there's just more of them spotted all along the south branch of the Oconto River.
Flory says the Forest Service expects to find more marijuana grow sites within the Shawamiganikelay National Forest in the future, but that shouldn't deter people from enjoying it. But she says the public needs to be wary and report unusual activity.
All of the sites we've found so far on National Forest, we have found with the help of the public tipping us off to things that seemed out of place.
Around 150 law enforcement agents from 15 federal, state, tribal, and local agencies assisted in the investigation. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.